This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Some news with Steve Ann Allen and Eric McIlroy. Some news, some jokes.
Good morning and welcome to Some News. I am Eric McIlroy and today there is no Steve Ann Allen. But we do have Grainne Maguire, and so life is actually better, to be fair. But as we always do, just because Steve's in here, that doesn't mean the headlines don't keep rolling in. And there is so much news. So we're going to start, as we always do, with a little catch-up. Some of the things that are coming up in the news this week, some of the things that have happened in the news last week. So we've got a few of the headlines.
David Cameron celebrated World Rhino Day last week. Let's hope his support doesn't go quite as far as his love for pigs.
After being targeted by protesters, owners of the cereal cafe have braced themselves for repeated attacks.
At the Labour Party conference, attempts to stop support for the Trident nuclear submarine have unfortunately been torpedoed.
Shadow Chancellor John McDonnell looks set to push for a Robin Hood tax. George Osborne has his Sheriff of Nottingham outfit all planned out.
The Pope spoke to US Congress last week. It's one of the few times when he's surrounded by Christians more conservative than he is.
Well, in the United States, the Pope met with sex abuse survivors. After the meeting, the Pope said God weeps, but that he personally isn't that fussed. Which is a bit harsh, that one.
No, but that's harsh.
But yeah, I mean, I was reading some of the articles by people that have suffered abuse, and they aren't really pleased with the Pope. But we want to talk about the Pope later, because I believe you are from a little island that is quite close to the Pope.
Yeah.
It's very close to the Vatican and thingamabobbers.
It's like their little holiday home.
They just come out, play with the kids, those kind of things. But, well, welcome. Thank you for stepping in. Steve is off, training to be the next 007 or something. We've got some different scenarios that he might be up to. But to help us get started and to help me stay on top, we've already had some slight kerfuffles with the buttons. I don't know if that was the right bed, and then there's stings. And you know what I am with the buttons. They freak me out. But Amanda is here to keep me steady.
I'm going to do my best. Have you and Steve had an argument? Because, like, trying to get you guys in the same room at the moment, something happened in Edinburgh. It's like herding cats. Seriously, if there's one of them here, the other one isn't here.
Oh, no. It's like Taylor and Katy Perry all over again.
Well, I'm not really authorized to talk about it.
What can I do to bring you guys back together?
We were here last week together, and that was fine.
And then he's not here again this week.
And that's fine.
And you went at a meeting the other day. I'm beginning to worry.
We do have separate lives. We do a lot of things together, but we're happy and comfortable apart.
I'm quite disappointed to hear that. I always kind of pictured you guys living together, a bit like Morecambe and Wise, you know, sharing a bed with your stripy pajamas on.
I don't think they actually did that, did they? I don't know.
Like
I wasn't
Bert
here.
And Ernie, Sesame like
yeah,
Ernie.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. Like FUBAR's very own Bert and Ernie.
I would be Ernie, wouldn't
guys,
I?
Guys, whatever it is, I'm sure you can get through this.
But I wouldn't be Bert.
You'd be the little one.
Yeah.
What is that supposed to mean?
You'd be
I can imagine
Ernie, bigger in stature.
Ernie, the one. Steve would be Bert, the one with the kind of stretched...
The one who's a bit of a dick.
Yeah, you're the better one. Yeah. You're the better one.
There you go. I'm sure he's listening wherever he is, training to be the next Bond.
Well, I think you've done... It's not been a bad start on the buttons.
It could have been one. We did have the mics on when I did the intro to the show.
So everybody heard my encouraging...
There's a lot of buttons
here. You've
done
very well. There are a few. You don't need a lot of them.
I know I don't, but that's just, it's the overwhelming school of choice. Like, I don't even know what all these key letters, anyway. So what have we got today?
Well,
for us?
Piggate, that's still rumbling on, isn't it? I mean, there's so much mileage to get out of that anyway. So Cameron's decided after, basically, it's not the wisest thing, I think, just to try and keep quiet about it. Because if that was me, I'd be doing everything I possibly could to say, this isn't true, this didn't happen. So, but now he's decided to... Just have a good old laugh about it.
Just to remind us as well, like a week later, once everybody is kind of getting tired of jokes about it on Twitter, he's like, let's bring this back into the news again.
So yeah, he's decided to, you know, just to have a bit of fun with it. So I think you guys are going to explore how he's been doing
well,
that.
Well, he's done a joke about it. Have you heard the joke?
Well, this is what, you know, there's different gradients of poshness. I think that is a level of privilege where you can have a bit of banter about stories that you had sexual relations with a pig at university.
Yeah.
That is privilege.
Yeah, isn't it just? Well, you're going to look at, you know, he's... being quite the comedian about that now. So I think we're going to actually hear his joke as well, aren't we?
Because
so.
Grania does a lot of, I mean, on your website, it is advertised that you will help people write their jokes. Is that correct?
Yeah.
She's a service.
Anybody, yeah.
So I thought, we've got his joke. We're going to listen to it. And then maybe you could pass some tips. Because the Prime Minister, just so you know, think about what you're saying. He's a regular listener and caller to the show. And if you want to call in today, Dave, it's 330-223-0200. I know I mixed up my O's and zeros, which does confuse him sometimes, but I know that he's got people there to help him with that. So he might call in and appreciate your feedback.
But David, is he up yet?
I would imagine
he's
so.
He's very relaxed, or like, is he, you know, if he's got up, you know, it's like 9:30. What time is it? It's
now, I think he's probably on his first cup of tea or something.
But like he does about a 6-hour a week, so he's probably on his first box set. He's probably
See, if I had that much money, I'd be getting up as early as possible just to spend it rubbing the faces of the poor. Because the poor are the ones that are generally the lazy ones. See, you've got this all wrong. It's the poor that are sleeping in their council flats that have been given to them for free all day, just on their sofas until Jeremy Kyle comes on. That's how.
But I think David Cameron is a very... do you remember all those profiles of him on the run-up to the election? And it was just like, oh, you know. I mean, I'm stressed about Prime Minister, but it's not like all who I am. It's just him, like, farming and wandering around fields. And
they did a really interesting programme a few years ago when Boris met Dave, because obviously it was quite famous. They went to Oxford at the same time and the Bullingdon Club at the same time. Yeah. And... they had several interviews with people that went to university with both of them, and they had there was no inkling that he would have any aspiration to do anything with his life, really, because apparently he just sat around in tennis gear watching Going for Gold. And that's what he did. And, you know, so, and everybody said, well, he was just really lazy. He didn't get up until mid-morning. You know, he had a very lackadaisical approach to his studies as well, so... Yeah, thanks for voting him in, everybody.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Maybe he longs to be unemployed, which, if this is his last term, he'll have that opportunity soon.
His whole attitude, like, his whole attitude seems to be like, fine, I like being Prime Minister, but it is taking up a lot of my time. I mean, I'll do it, but, you know, me and Samantha really wanted to get away this weekend.
Yeah, exactly. We haven't been to Chequers in ages. Yeah. But we're talking about class divides. There's been a bit of rumpus in East London over the weekend as well. Yeah. A bit of anti-gentrification against a bit of a hipster movement that's been there for quite a long time now. Yeah. And I do think that it's... I think they've been... you know, completely misguided in who they've targeted and how they've gone about it as well. So you're going to talk about the attacks at the cereal cafe.
Yeah. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
It is.
Apparently don't care about that. Lazy slackers sleeping in.
They're attacking the principles of good eating. Yeah,
quite. Going to look at guest-wise today. There's a couple of science-y stories that I think we could do some expert opinion on.
Okay.
About life on Mars, possible life on Mars. That's Mars
is today.
Big at the moment. I think we're going to find out first on FUBAR.
Yeah, I'm sure. NASA will be. NASA's another frequent
Will, have you got NASA's phone? Yeah, Will's on his phone right now. He's texting them right now. Thanks, Will.
He's not just on Tetris again.
And there's apparently we're followed around by our own personal cloud of microbes.
Yeah, that's more of a story that would be great if Steve was here. Because I don't know, how do you feel about germs? Are you comfortable with germs?
I am very comfortable with germs.
Okay.
I just
You're right
life
with germs,
is messy.
Are you?
Life is messy. We're surrounded, you know. Life is messy. I'm not, you know, like when we were little, if we dropped anything, my mum would always make us eat it.
Yeah.
She was like, eat it. It's good for your immune system.
Yeah.
Would she rub your face in it as well? Yeah. Is that kind of is that like an Irish thing?
In a nappy.
Do you think you're too proud to eat an ice cream covered in gravel? Eat it.
Lord, you had no chance of ever being a Tory, did you?
So you don't sanitize your hands then? You haven't got
Sometimes, but it has to. I want to be the sort of person who like has hand sanitizer in their bag, and, you know, lip balm. exam and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. I never organized enough.
I like that you aspire to be the kind of person who will have hands on.
While I'll have those things, and then the top will fall off the lip balm, and then it gets all manky, and the hand sanitizer lid will come off and sanitize the inside of my bag. And
which, as you remember from a previous story I think we covered, women's handbags are some of the most disgusting places on earth. So that's probably not such a bad thing.
We put them on toilet floors.
Yep.
We put them on pavements.